Hey everybody, welcome inside the Rams draft room where the Rams found out their 2018 schedule. Miles Simmons, JB Long. Let's break some of this stuff down, JB. The first thing, Rams have 5 primetime games. The first one, week 1 against the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football, that second window in the doubleheader.
So that's maximizing potentially the available primetime games if they were to get flexed later in the season. But I think 5 is indicative of 2 things. 1, how tremendous the schedule is that the Rams will play, how competitive, and 2, just how high the expectations are for the Los Angeles Rams, including all the moves they've made this offseason and what anticipation there is around the league.
I think one interesting thing about that first game in the season is that the Rams are playing the Raiders at home in week 2. I don't know that we're going to see any starters now for that game.
The preseason versus kicking off the second Monday Night Football window. Obviously, McVay and Gruden have great connections. The Oakland Coliseum is going to be at a fever pitch to welcome Gruden back and also to kick off against the Rams. Should be a great environment.
All right, we're not going to go through every single game, but I think the home opener is an important one against the Arizona Cardinals at home.
Yeah, it's a span of, you know, 3 straight home games there early in the season, and the Rams don't have to leave the state of California in that stretch either when you account for that game in Oakland. So I think it's a great opportunity for the Rams to capitalize on the momentum from last season by being at home quite a bit and hopefully staking their early claim to repeating as division champions.
Absolutely. We got another early Thursday night football game, this time against the Minnesota Vikings in the Coliseum. That's a big one.
Well, Kirk Cousins has given McVay credit and vice versa for where they are at this point in their career. So I think that's an appealing national broadcast, and it starts the Fox package. So I think they invested heavily in this matchup. Should be great to be at the Coliseum under the lights midweek.
Yeah, for sure. Then you get 3 straight on the road, but you're not going any more than 1 time zone over, which is nice. One of those matchups against the Denver Broncos at Mile High Stadium.
But before that, Seattle in a month that isn't December or January.
Yes,
what will
in
that even
Seattle.
Feel like?
I know. I don't know. Hopefully it will be pretty warm.
It had been 8 consecutive years that the Rams had gone on the road to Seattle late in the season. And I felt like it was time for that script to switch, and it does here in 2018.
Absolutely. Next, versus Green Bay, the Cal quarterback bowl, if you will, between Aaron Rodgers and Jared Goff. That's going to be a big one, too.
I think this is emblematic of why the schedule will be tougher this year. You trade the NFC East for the NFC North. Aaron Rodgers coming back, also trip to Chicago and Detroit. I think it's a really big step forward for this schedule in terms of just how competitive it is. It's why a lot of pundits have rated this a top 5 schedule in terms of how difficult it will be, including Aaron Rodgers coming to Los Angeles.
Absolutely. Then you got to go to New Orleans. That's the first time the Rams will play a game, you know, in that kind of time zone, in the central time zone. Fortunately, they fit that in the late window, so you'll still be on the same time at the body clock. Then versus Seattle, and then you're going to Mexico City for the first of 3 straight road games again, bye mixed in there, but that Monday night game against Kansas City in Mexico.
So if you group those together, you've got basically 2 stretches of 3 straight road games.
Yes.
I mean, that's a home game against Kansas City, but it's on the road in Mexico City. What we love about it is the team gets to be home for Thanksgiving, as do all of the employees, and then you go on the road for your back-to-back in the Midwest, but you're doing so coming off the bye before you go to Detroit and Chicago.
Absolutely. Detroit, Chicago, those 2 back-to-back games after the bye, those are kind of one of the only cold weather really option is Chicago. So that one could be a little bit colder, but then you're coming back. You're playing the Eagles on Sunday Night Football in the Coliseum.
It has been rated the number 1 game on the entire NFL schedule. A lot of people think that it has that kind of potential. Obviously, last year's game was tremendous in every regard except for the final result. So coming back here in 2018, I know expectations are really high for that.
Absolutely. Goff versus Wentz 2. And then you're going to finish off the season with 2 divisional opponents at Arizona, and then week 17 against the San Francisco 49ers. And this one could be flexed if there are divisional implications.
As it should be, and I think Arizona is a team to watch out for because of the way they stumbled last year. I think people have already written them off. I don't think that's the case. You get David Johnson back, I think that has the potential to be a really important week, just like week 16 was for the Los Angeles Rams last year. And if they take care of business to that point, we'll see whether or not the stakes will be as grand as people are expecting for that San Francisco game. They could be here. It could be a division on the line type of moment, or it could be a rest your starters kind of moment.
Yeah, well, who knows if Jimmy Garoppolo will have lost by that point. Forgot to mention
it.
Probably. Forgot to mention it earlier. The Rams will take on the 49ers in San Francisco for Sunday Night Football. So, again, that gives you 5 primetime games. That's apparently the most the Rams have ever had.
And you can read between the lines into how the league or maybe the country thinks the NFC West is going to shape up based on how the schedule was laid out for the Rams and their opponents.
No question. All right. Well, thank you, JB, and everybody. You can catch more of our schedule release coverage on theRams.com.